World Poets Day, Time of Unity with Palestinians. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. The last Friday of the blessed month of Ramadan was called as World Poets Day by Imam Khomeini in 1979 to cause Muslims all over the globe converge on the sacred cause of Palestine and fight for annihilation of the fabricated criminal regime called Israel. In 1979, Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, called on all Muslims across the world to mark the last Friday of Ramadan as Quds Day through rallies and demonstrations to support the legal right of the Palestinian nation and liberation of the land. The support of the Islamic Ummah for the Palestinian cause and the announcement of hatred against the usurpers and their cohorts and accomplices in the West will surely send new blood into the vessels of the resistance front. This will nullify the notorious Abraham Agreement and condemn any normalization of relations with the fake Zionist regime by a handful of Arab regimes. This year, the World Poets Day demonstrations are going to be held while the fabricated regime of Israel is in its waning years, as it has become very shaky from inside and the regime has faced the change of four cabinets only in 1 year. The Zionist regime is experiencing the most critical periods of its unholy existence as internal crises have surged and the resistance front has become more powerful than ever. Accordingly, many observers believe that the regime's disintegration and destruction is very imminent. Imam Khomeini said on the World Quds Day, "The Quds Day is not just the day of Palestine, it is the day of Islam. The Quds Day is global, and it is not a day to only belong to Quds. It is the day of the confrontation of the downtrodden with the arrogant." In fact, the World Quds Day is the symbol of unity and willpower of the Islamic Ummah against the Zionist regime. It is the day of resistance of the downtrodden and oppressed in the world against the oppressors and arrogant. This is the day to lay bare the criminal image of Israel to the dormant consciences in the world. Today, the World Quds Day is marked in more than 80 countries across the globe. Beit al-Muqaddas is sacred to Muslims as it was the first Qibla or focal point of prayer before Mecca. It is also sacred for Christians and Jews as it holds many holy spots and tombs of hundreds of prophets. However, the heads of the Zionist regime consider their survival is linked to this city. In view of this, they have spent exorbitant amounts of money on construction of Jewish settlements in the city and around it, especially for the past 2 decades. This has been put on the agenda of the usurper regime to change the fabric of the city and, in fact, destroy it. The spread of the resistance culture will lead to the further exposure of the real face of the Israeli regime and will again emphasize on the need for unity against the fake regime as the arch enemy of the Muslim nations and the whole mankind. One day, Palestinians used to stand against the Zionist occupiers with stones. But thank God, they have been equipped with rockets and are going to drive out the Zionists from their country. This has seriously horrified the fake Zionist regime and turned into a nightmare for them. Now, new groups like Arinol Osud or Forest of Lions have emerged from the young Palestinians who enjoy very high motive to destroy the fabricated regime and take back their occupied land. Thus, the treacherous moves by a handful of Arab regimes to normalize ties with Israel have failed, and the people of the West Bank have joined the people of Gaza, and the resistance front is spreading more than ever. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said on the importance of the World Quds Day, "We are on the threshold of the Quds Day. The Quds Day is very important. It is not merely that we defend an oppressed nation, which has been expelled from its land and house. We are in fact struggling in this way against an oppressive and arrogant political system. Today, defending Palestine is defending truth, a truth much broader than the issue of Palestine. Today, the struggle against the Zionist regime is the struggle against the domineering system. As you see, when you speak against the Zionist regime, that American official and politician feels enmity and hostility with you. He feels that you have struck him. This is the reality of the issue. Therefore, the Quds Day should be glorified. The Quds Day demonstration is also very important." The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has said several times that the issue of Palestine is the most important issue among the Islamic countries. Once he said, "The Zionists have turned the usurped Palestine into a base of terrorism since day one. Israel is not a country, but a terrorist garrison against the Palestinian nation and other Muslim nations. The struggle against this blood-shedding regime is a struggle against oppression and a struggle against terrorism, and this is a public duty." Martyr Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani breathed a new life into the resistance front against the Zionist regime and was finally killed by the main supporter and comrade in crime of the Israeli regime, the United States of America. Obviously, global solidarity with the issue of Palestine and the Holy Quds will strengthen the morale of the combatants in the resistance front and will expedite the trend of the annihilation of the Zionist regime, which has already started.